Good afternoon. Today is Thursday, May the 8th, 132nd day of the new year. Joining us this afternoon, let's see, you're not executive director.
No.
You're not COO.
No.
You're not a president.
No.
And you're not an administrator.
Well, only by job duty.
CEO.
Nope.
General manager.
There you go. Ding, ding, ding. You win the car.
Trey, no, I can't fit in your car, man.
Okay.
Maybe I could sell
it. You know, I think that's true,
I might
though.
Be able to sell it, though.
I think that's true, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, I know. Short little roof, short little legs. It just doesn't work for me. From the Humboldt Community Services District, Dave Hall.
Howdy, Brian.
Nice to see you again.
Good to see you, too.
Wearing that blue on blue thing.
See,
huh?
Yeah. I had to wear the colors just for you. Because I know everybody can see me on the radio.
Yeah, you betcha. So you brought in some notes.
I got some notes. Just
can we talk about the interceptor at all?
Sure. I thought we'd do some updates, and that's one of them. Absolutely.
Good. Okay, updates abound when we return.
Remember the music from your trip to Latin America? You are invited to listen to the newest member of our radio family, 1790 AM, a Spanish language music station with sports from ESPN and news from CNN Español. If you own a business, invite Juan listeners into your business. For information, call 442-5744 or go to juan790.com. Juan790, tocando lo que le gusta.
Afternoon, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 3:13. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with Dave Hall, General Manager.
Yay.
Of the Humboldt Community Services District. But before we do, our quote this afternoon, Joseph Joubert. Or maybe it's Joseph Hobart.
Joseph.
Yeah.
Joseph?
It looks like Joe Joubert to me, but I'm sure it's not. Quote, a work is perfectly finished only when nothing can be added to it and nothing taken away. That's kind of cool.
Well, that's a great segue.
Oh, I see. We're going to talk about perfectly finished work. Well, the thing
and
that
nothing
I was
to add or take away.
Yes. The thing that I saw that was most impressive to me was that the fire department at Hubbard's got their parking lot back.
Yes.
And it's smooth and not rocky and not all over the place and appears like it's a whole lot easier to access what's underneath the parking lot now than what it was before.
That's right.
Does that mean the job's done?
That does mean that job's done. You're right.
So what was that job that caused all that consternation?
It was a job that's been going on for a while now. It was replacing the main water transmission line that comes from the Humboldt Bay Municipal Water District's stuff out in along the Mad River, all the way to Hubbard Street right there. That's where it ties into the city's system. And, well, actually, it's the city starting way back there, but that's where it actually ties into the city system, and it also splits off into ours.
So Harrison, it heads towards the big water tower?
Correct.
And it also heads towards the two water tanks?
Yep. That's it. So that had been going on for a while. That was the last piece because that was tying into that diversion and that pump station right there in the little hut that's on the corner next to the fire station.
And it started out in the field. It started at Mad River.
Yes. Yeah, you remember that pipeline goes all the way through all the pastures all the way from.
Did I just miss it when they were in the middle of the field?
Probably.
Okay.
It wasn't a real
big deal.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, there was a couple pieces of equipment out there. A
couple cows
excavator
got excited.
And some, that was about it. Somebody got something to watch.
So when does the pavement of Hubbard and Myrtle occur so it's not bumpy, lumpy,
Harrison
Avenue-esque
exactly.
In the old days?
Yeah. That's a different project. We're actually going to work on a...
Somebody else's responsibility? Is that what I'm hearing?
Next fiscal year, so the one that starts this July... the Humboldt Community Services District is actually going to work on a sewer main project that goes right through Hubbard there. So,
so
there'll be some
more
street work through there. Yep. So
that's going to be doing what?
It's going to actually put a force main in where there's gravity right now. It's actually going to put one that's under pressure so we can get some more development out there. There's some development pressures in Myrtletown area, so that's kind of exciting. And so this is a project we've had for quite a while, but it looks like things are moving up on the development side. So we're going to move it up to match the contractor's expectations.
So you've got a pump station already.
Yes.
You're going to add a second one?
No.
Or just a bigger pump inside the pump station?
Bigger, yeah. Yep.
Is it a physically large thing?
No.
It's just really expensive?
No.
I mean, there's got to
be
a delay.
You're making me think about the budget here. Let's see.
You said you have to wait till the next fiscal year, so yes. I was thinking that there must be some significant investment associated with it.
Whether
it's a new building or a new piece of gear.
We do, this year, for example, we did 14 capital improvement projects. You know, we put in miles of water line replacement and sewer line, fixing sewer line trouble spots throughout the whole district. So we were pretty busy this year. So what we do is, from a budget standpoint, which I think is a very proactive way of doing it, we actually have sort of a rolling five-year capital improvement program. So we'll dial in all the water and sewer replacement projects for out 5 years. And so this one had been on one, but it was out a few years. And so all we're doing is we're just moving it up because now we've... There's some people that really need it.
So the grease board, when you erase one at the front end, you add one in the back end.
Or in the middle, somewhere. Okay. Yeah, it is. It is kind of a shell game, at least at this time of year when we're setting the whole.
Well, it would make sense because you still want to see where you're headed.
Correct.
And to have all that stuff.
Well, there is of course money associated with it, and we try to keep our capital improvement cap around $1 million a year. Next year, it's right now, you know, we're just in the development stage of the budget, but right now it looks like it's about $1.2 million is where we're coming in. But one of those is about a $700,000 project we were hoping was going to be split over two fiscal years, but just the way things shake out, it's all going to be in next fiscal year. It's a county project, actually. They're rebuilding a whole hunk of Union Street and C Avenue. And a big major road
down the hill.
That's it. Exactly. Big major road improvement. So all the utilities get moved and rebuilt.
Undergrounded?
Yeah. Well, not those utilities, but there's gas lines, there's our water, there's sewer, there's, you know,
the important
you name
stuff
it, it's all in there. Yeah. So
does that go up to Pine Hill all the way?
Yes.
And then helps
yes.
Helps
just
out
barely.
What Lost Coast is doing also?
No.
Totally unrelated.
Unrelated. It's really more of a... It's not really an upsizing or a part of Martin Slough project per se. It's more of repair rehabilitation. Worn out. Well, and actually that piece of Union Street, you're familiar with it, is kind of dangerous.
A little bumpy and lumpy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Kind of like Hubbard. KINS, News and Information Times 319.
Nearly half a century in the news business should count for something. I'm Dave Silverbrand, and that's how long I've been watching the world go by. Now it's time to put it in perspective. Join me each weekday for a look at local news and views and what they mean to you from my perspective. Dave's Take Two on KWSW three times each day during the 8, noon, and 5 o'clock hours. Or read them on our website, kwsw980.com.
Good afternoon, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 3:24. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with the one and only Mr. David Hull.
Woohoo!
Yeah, right. One fan. Yes.
He's always here, too.
Yeah, yeah, it's amazing. You show up and he's right here waiting for you. Dave, you were talking about some of the different projects that you've got anticipated for the next little bit, kind of wrapping up some of the others. I think the one biggie that a lot of us have got, and let's just say a question mark about and be nice, is the drilling underneath Pine Hill. Okay, so something happened, and I realize it's in court, so something may be all that can be referenced, but I'll let you fill that one in. It stops. Okay, now is it started back up again?
Yes. Let me jump into that a little bit. What the project you're talking about in its big title is the Martin Slough Interceptor Project. And this was an idea that goes back probably... I don't know, probably a couple decades, and it actually started about 10 years ago. People at the City of Eureka and Humboldt Community Service District.
That was Tyson's
actually
biggie,
started,
wasn't it?
Yes, it was. Yeah. Yeah, and he did well. The city of Eureka was able to grab millions of dollars from a whole bunch of different grant sources because of the effort they put in. So it was good. It was a good effort. But what it basically does in a nutshell is it's to convey sewage through one of the largest drainage basins in Eureka. That's the Martin Slough drainage basin. Yeah.
Sounds frightening, doesn't it?
Yes. and take it from that area, which is a lot of South Eureka and some of the West Eureka, if you will, and run it to the wastewater treatment plant.
Now, everything still ends up at the same spot. Right?
It all ends up at the same place. Right?
Just a different.
It's a different way, and one of the things that had happened just through time and the way development had been over decades and decades and decades was. Put a new subdivision here, a new subdivision there, and so we just keep pumping, lifting the sewage up so we can get a little gravity and then lift it up again and whatever. And so there was a lot of inefficiencies in that. Plus the system was old, frankly. And so by replacing the whole thing, we get a lot more gravity out of it, which means we're going to get a lot of energy savings for the whole thing. There's a lot less operation and maintenance if we have less lift stations, which is good for both us and the city. There's environmental benefits, of course, because it's all new, and so leaks are going to be pretty darn rare and things, and us tearing up wetlands or whatever to get in to fix a line or something is going to be
more
pretty darn rare.
Road tear ups.
Yeah, road tear ups. Yeah, which is nobody likes those kind of things either. And it actually, although the capacity of our wastewater system in total is the bottleneck is the treatment plant itself. The Martin Slough Interceptor Project will allow for more growth in the system as long as the treatment plant can keep up. There's going to be a limit to that, but at least it provides more in the collection system for that. So that's kind of what the whole picture is. The first project of this goes back a couple of years, was actually building the interceptor from the city's, the city has a lift station at O Street. So it was building it from there down to
what?
I forget the cross street.
South of Harris?
Yeah. It was a line, this is the gravity that runs down to where the golf course is. You've seen all the activity in the
really?
Golf course.
So it must loop around because, it butts into the park.
Right, yes.
And then I don't know what's on the other side of the park.
You don't want to know.
Other than lovely cutting.
Yes. So it goes down to there, one of the big projects. Interesting one was the pump station that was right there in the golf course. You can still see, there's still some construction stuff there because what the next phase was to drill the pipe. So the sewage is collected collected through all over the Martin Slough drainage. It goes into the big interceptor that goes down to that pump station. It's then pumped from there clear over to the sewer treatment plant
by the bay. Through Barnum's and to the golf course.
Through Carrington's and behind Kmart, under Kmart, those kind of things. So the stage that we're in right now is drilling under Pine Hill, which is the one you're talking about. We call that drill number one. And then there's a second phase to the drilling project, which is actually from where that exits on the bay side of Pine Hill over to the treatment plant. So we call that drill number two.
But that's just pretty much a trench, isn't it?
Well, that's good for you, Brian. It started out as a trench project when it was originally bid because it seemed like that would be cheaper, right? It's not going under a big mountain.
No, I'm just saying there's no hill.
That's right. There's no hill, so why would you do it?
Unless you want to put it.
It came out so expensive in the bid that the city actually rejected the bid. It was $2 million more to trench it than the engineer's estimate was. Going back and kind of doing the forensic stuff on that, it looks like it was because there's a lot of uncertainty there. If you're doing a trenching, there's a lot of wetland areas, so you're a little shaky on the soils. There is when you get on the bay side of the freeway, there's what they call moving sand, which means you don't know how big a trench you got to make so it doesn't keep caving in on you the whole time. So there was a lot of contractor uncertainty, and that always results in it's going to cost more because they're not really sure how it's going to work out. So the city rejected that one, went ahead with drill number one, which is the one under Pine Hill, rebid drill number two. And so, the drill head got stuck under Pine Hill. The city, I can't say too much about that because it is an ongoing negotiation between the city and the contractor. Contractor basically abandoned the drill two part of their project that they'd been awarded just 2 weeks ago, I guess, the city awarded that project, the Drill 2 project. So that's from, you know, basically Kmart to the treatment plant. They awarded that to Wallen Construction and a new drilling company that's out of the Sacramento area called HDD.
KINS News and Information Times, 3:30.
The flame of learning is lit daily at St. Bernard's.
St. Bernard's has openings for new children in our preschool and pre-kindergarten classes. Hi, I'm David Sharp, president of St. Bernard's Catholic School. St. Bernard's Early Childhood Education Center, license number 12540-2277, offers preschool and pre-kindergarten. We're open year-round from 7:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. Call us at 443-7705 to schedule a visit.
St. Bernard's High School and Elementary School, making a difference in lives for today and tomorrow.
Good afternoon, KINS News and Information Times, 3:35. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with Dave Hull, General Manager at the Humboldt Community Services District. So we've got the project now that's going underneath Pine Hill, or we'll be going back through the swamp out to the water treatment. But you said that doesn't really solve the problem. It builds the infrastructure for future demand, but in our little hourglass analogy of homes and the sea, we still have got that treatment plant thing in the center. Is anybody looking at that, or is that the big elephant in the middle of the room that nobody wants to talk about?
Yeah, right now? The city, the city of Eureka is constantly upgrading the treatment plant and everything too, and so that's based on growth, and it's based on funds available and the whole rate structure and all the rest of that kind of good stuff that goes into that advanced planning for it. It's a very expensive plant. It was built in the mid-80s, and it's been added to and
that's
kept
not
up
that old for
good.
Some of us, buddy.
Yeah, I know. No, it's
but
it's,
30 years.
It's still a great great asset to the area for sure. But it is, like I was saying, it is the bottleneck in the system. The collection system can be built to carry more capacity,
but do we need it?
But it's the capacity of that. Well, see, that's the thing. The last 5 years, we absolutely have not needed any more capacity. But, we're starting to see a little bit of things turn around with, we're seeing a lot more, requests for services, and it looks like things are going to try to get back to a little bit more more normal than they have been the last 5 years, for sure. It's been pretty dead the last 5 years as far as new connections.
And that's a byproduct of new construction?
That's a product of new construction, yeah, which is a byproduct of the economy. So, but let me get back, let me just tie a bow on the Martin Slough thing here. We the Drill 1 project, the one that goes under Pine Hill, that's the one that the city's still working with the old contractor on. So that's probably not going to go anywhere for a few months. It's kind of working its way. However, the other piece, the one that goes from the treatment plant back to Pine Hill, that one the new contractor started on Monday, and they're making great progress. Things are moving along.
So that's
perfectly.
Going from the water, from the treatment plant back against the hillside.
Right.
So they don't have to wait for the.
So and then that's in two pieces, like we kind of alluded to a little bit ago. It's going to get drilled all the way. There's a whole bunch of plumbing work, of course, at the treatment plant to make it all work. But just for the pipeline itself, it's going to go from the treatment plant kind of behind Kmart, and then it's going to be a trench from there over to the exit hole for the piece, the pipeline that's going underneath.
Filled trench?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hey, somewhere new to play. Yeah, all right.
It'll look like it was never there when it's over,
His swampy, mucky glass.
Yeah.
Okay.
With a cow standing on it.
Yeah. So that gets down. That's going to erase a lot of your eraser board.
Yes. Yes, it will. And this is, as I mentioned at the beginning, this is going to go on for a long, long time. Long, long, long time has been an idea. So this is a great project. We can see the light at the end of the tunnel. I know there's people. Look at some of the hiccups. Or at the end of the pipe, let's say.
Or trench or whatever.
There's been hiccups in the thing, but, big projects are just like that, big expensive projects. And so the city thinks they'll be done and ready to start hooking up, these laterals to the actual interceptor line by the end of the year.
That's what I was going to ask. Great.
Year,
now you got a great new toy.
Yes. Exactly.
So, who cares?
Well, we got another year or two of actually doing that hookup.
Okay, so you've got Hull's property.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, I can't imagine mom. She's going to be really tickled to have her front lawn torn up as they're dropping a new connector onto this thing.
How does that happen? These are the connections from these existing lift stations. They're not through somebody's yard, necessarily. Some of them are, actually. There's a bunch of easements that both...
So if your name is Barnum, perhaps? Is that what you...
Maybe. I don't want to say any names, but...
No, we just saw it for a year. So the... For most intents and purposes, for our purposes as individuals, most of the job's done.
You guys are
just doing some fine tuning.
Yes, it's close. It's close to the place where we'll be doing the fine tuning and actually hooking it up and being able to use it. So it's like I said, after a long, long, long time, it's about there. And the good news too is, you know, it's all total. It's about a $15-ish million project, and divided between Humboldt Community Services District and the City of Eureka. And like I said, there was a lot of grants, and there's millions of dollars of grants that have come into that project. So that lessens this. And it looks like if everything goes right, it may be just about on budget. So this whole thing that we've been talking about.
Even though it took so long.
It may not add much to the whole project. So that's
what a shame that everything was running a little below budget.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It would have been kind of cool to say. And it came in.
On time and under budget.
$150,000 under budget because.
Well, everybody says that, huh? On time and under budget.
Not around here.
Yes.
Not in this room often either, frankly. KINS, News and Information Times 342. We'll be back with more from Dave Hall.
Attention 6th and 7th grade students. Plan now to attend the Ideas at Work Middle School Career Camp at College of the Redwoods this June. Campers take part in fun, hands-on projects in high-tech labs, tour businesses, and explore careers. There is no cost for this camp, but space is limited. Learn more and apply online at decadeofdifference.org or call 445-7563. Don't wait. Sign up today at decadeofdifference.org and be part of it.
Good afternoon, KINS News and Information Times 345. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with Dave Hall. So, Dave, we've got your big boy projects off the table almost. You've got you said that you'd made allusions to this new projects or series of projects, your capital improvements for the next fiscal year that you may have a couple more dollars to play with than was initially anticipated. When you do have a surplus like that, $200,000 certainly is. It's not a ton in government speak. For regular guy stuff, okay, we have a different perspective on that. What does $200,000 represent? Is that a two-week project that you wouldn't normally be able to do, an extension of something, getting able to get something a little bit faster into the system than otherwise, a new toy? What does $200,000 mean?
Well, a little bit of all of that, and it really, the way we would choose is, like I was saying, we have this 5-year capital improvement program. So let's say there was some magic thing that we did end up with a couple $100,000. The things that I would look at today would be we have this truck that's called a VacCon that you can.
Is that the one with the big tube?
The dirt out of the ground, and it's really cool. It saves a lot of manpower. It saves a lot of labor, but they're really expensive. They're $200,000 or $300,000 for that piece of equipment. We've got one that's a little long in the tooth, and it's expensive, and so we're eyeballing replacing it. I don't know if we're going to be able to pull it off next year or not, but that's the kind of stuff we would look at that way. The other thing it translates into is about 2,000 feet of water line somewhere. So it's something that we would again look at what. What part of town, which is a long repair section for us. You know, ours are probably more, probably typical water and sewer are probably more in the 300 to 500 foot range. You know, they're a few blocks at a time.
It's a half a mile.
Again, we're doing a bunch of work just right over here in your neighborhood in Myrtletown here. A bunch of places over by the Coast Guard housing and stuff. We're doing a lot of water line replacement over there. And those are all 200, 300, 400, 500 foot lengths.
So what... How do you determine which has a higher priority?
It's on the water lines. We went through a series that we're just wrapping up pretty much now, which was to replace all the steel water line because it has issues. So we've gone through, the district's been very proactive the last few years of replacing all this steel water line that's through the whole system. And remember, we have, you know, tens of miles of sewer and water line throughout there. So that was a steel water line replacement. We'll probably be switching that effort now to what we call trouble spots in the sewer system. So there are places where, due to land conditions, the line might have sagged in a gravity line, so you got a little wow that doesn't drain very good. You've got some pipes that are offset.
Do you pump water? Obviously, it wouldn't be water. That's stupid. You pump cement in there or dirt? Or how do you try to bolster that up? Or do you
have to dig it all up and start over. You replace it.
Darn, because I understand we have one of those in the backyard. I was just kind of hoping to learn something there. Digging up is not what I... No. Because there's a deck on top of it.
I see.
Yes. This is not what I want to hear.
Well, then you clean it a lot. And that's again, the vac con. You don't have one of those either, but those are really handy for doing that kind of work.
No, we have our plumber boy.
Yeah.
Well, I would think it would be tough looking at a water line versus getting a truck that's going to save you tens, hundreds, thousands of hours of labor a year. Boy, that would be a tough call.
Well, yeah. But it's, again, that's why we have a nice long list of stuff. We can look at the areas. We look at where the complaints were, let's say, to see if how high a priority some area may be. It's kind of like this construction job that we were talking about, the Union C Avenue thing. That's a contract job, but we're paying about $700,000 for our share of the thing, so that's a big hit on money. And the county got it out to bid, so it's time to go. So we don't really have much of a choice. It becomes its own priority.
So that may suck up that $200.
Yes.
Pretty darn quick, and in a year or two, you'll have a chance to do a little bit more investigation how to allocate those dollars.
Yes, we'll go back to moving the pieces around on our 5-year chessboard here.
Well, granted, it's not happy days are here again, but it's kind of cool to hear that there might be a little bit of wiggle to be able to build that infrastructure so that not if, but when we start getting jobs and when we start getting people and when we start getting development, we'll be ready for it instead of having to react like we've had to we've opted to do historically around here.
Yeah.
Why we have all the bottlenecks that we do.
Exactly. No, and I got to say, just pat HCSD on the back a little bit. My predecessors and the staff that's there now, they've done a heck of a job being proactive at keeping that system up and fresh.
Thanks for coming by, bud.
Thank you.
Short car. Join us tomorrow afternoon for more Talk Shop. Till then, go out and make it a good day. Hugs when you love. See you tomorrow.